Three Chords and the Truth, a program showcasing the best in alternative roots and Americana music. With your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers. Music, interviews and musings. Right here on 98.9 FM for the best country.
That's right, you are tuned into Three Chords and the Truth. My name is Jen Myers, and I'm joined in the studio, as always, by my good pal, my buddy, Paddy McHugh.
Hello, Jen.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah,
good.
Sweet. Yeah. Sweet. We got a cool show this week.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
All about Victoria.
It is, yeah, but before we get to that, we're going to do what we always do, Jen, which is stop to acknowledge the Jagera people as the traditional custodians of the land here in the west end of Brisbane, where this show is recorded.
We would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned that we're doing a Victoria spotlight.
We are.
Today. Now, for our international listeners, Victoria is the southern, one of the southernmost states on mainland Australia.
Yes.
Capital city of Melbourne and arguably one of the, you're the music capital of Australia.
A very rich music scene in Victoria, in Melbourne and outside of Melbourne as well.
Absolutely. So look, it's worthwhile us doing this spotlight, I think, because there's so much great music that has come out and continues to come out of Melbourne.
Absolutely.
So we thought we'd just sort of throw a bit of light on the artists that are working down there and doing some great stuff.
That's right.
Not that they necessarily need an uplifting, because Melbourne is quite good at making noise about itself, but look, it's worth doing this spotlight.
We still love them, even though they, you know, even though Brisbane's kind of the redheaded stepchild of the Australian music scene sometimes when it comes to the, it's the third sister, you know, Melbourne usually ranks first. Don't tell anyone from Sydney I said that.
No.
I don't actually believe that, guys. I think Brisbane's rad, and I think you guys should all come up to Brisbane. But just saying.
So it turns out we're spotlighting Victoria, but we're also throwing shade.
I'm throwing jealousy. It's just envy. I just super jelly. I love Victoria. I love Melbourne.
No, absolutely. And that's why we're doing this show. You know, there's so much great stuff coming out there. It is definitely warranted, and we're looking to celebrate that today.
If I could always wear skinny jeans, a jacket, and go get a coffee, I'd be, you know, like... I like winter in Brisbane.
Yeah. Well, look, we're going to start with a artist called Brooke Russell.
Yeah, she's like Melbourne's mama. She's like the grand dam. She brings everybody together. We love Brooke.
And she's just put out this track, Run Like a Thief, and it's fantastic. So we thought we'd start there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brooke Russell, Run Like a Thief.
Morning. too far. Take advantage of your love. Did I leave a scar? Never call, you're never swinging by, passing by my place, checking for a sign, but I guess I understand, yeah, those are funny times, I guess it had to end somehow, maybe nothing shines that bright. Around when it all came crashing down, yeah, but it's all better now. It's all better now. And when I found my feet is when I hit the town. Trouble's what I found. Trouble's what I found. Yeah, trouble's what I found. Trouble's what I found. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You're on Three Chords and the Truth with Jen Myers and Patty McHugh, and we are doing a episode spotlighting Americana hot country artists from Victoria,
yes,
in Australia.
Yes.
And that last track was Ben Mastwick.
And his Millions.
And his Millions, Ben Mastwick and his Millions. With this
they
track.
All dress in like gold and it's like, yeah, it's like cosmic amazing. Country thing.
And the track was Troubles What I Found.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, very fun band. Really great to see live. And they're making some noise at the moment. Go Ben.
Yeah, they sure are. Go Ben.
Jen, we're going to move on to an artist called Harry Hook Is Real.
Yes.
Which many people would know, and it is the same person. It's Harry Hookie.
Yeah. Apparently he's not allowed to use his own name because when he signed a contract that whoever it was, I'm not going to name names. I don't even know names to name. But they took his name.
Mm. Sounds dodgy to me.
I'm probably being very controversial right now, and I hope I don't bring any heat on the situation. But how low? There's not thousands and millions of dollars changing hands here. We're talking about taking someone's name just because you can. Yeah. Come on now.
But what's great is he's, whatever the complications, whatever the story, he's taking his stride. He's
keeping
going,
on.
Well, I'm going to just change my name slightly and keep making music.
So now Harry Hookie, the formerly known as Harry Hookie, is now making music under the Harry Hook Is Real, and he just came out with a new record.
Yeah, and look, we're going to play this track from it. It's very cute and very fun. It's called Hit Machine and B-Side.
Yeah, man.
Hit Machine Harry and his B-Side babe. He came from the country, but they met at a rave. B-Side said to Hit Machine, do you want to dance the night away? She wasn't mean, but she kept him keen. So he just said, okay. Don't you know, these things don't happen slow. One moment you're alone, the next you're Romeo. And when Juliet comes calling, you better not let her go. Every piece I need to hit, don't you know, well, Hit Machine Harry and his B-side babe. He came from the valley, she came from the lake. One morning without warning, they went on a breakfast date. They got kicked out for making out. The shift there was irate. Place your bets, some things you don't forget. One moment you're alone, the next you're Juliet. And when Romeo comes calling, you better not let him go. Every hit needs a B-side, don't you know? Every hit needs a B-side, don't you know? Slow. One moment you're alone, the next you're on the radio. But when Juliet comes calling, you better not let her go. She'll be your greatest hit, don't you know, don't you know. She'll be your greatest hit, don't you know, don't you know. She'll be your greatest hit, don't you know, don't you know. Yeah, I know.
got dance. I got voices I can't tamp down.
That last track was Fan the Fire by Greta Ziller. I'm singing BVs on that one, if you can hear me in there. Little Jenny in the background.
There you go.
Greta Ziller's new track, Fan the Fire. Really cool music video that goes along with that. So go to Greta's Facebook page and check it out.
And Greta, of course, fighting out of Melbourne.
That's correct.
Yes. So this show is about looking at these Victorian artists whom we love and adore.
Our Victorian friends, yes.
Yep. Now, Jen, before we go on, I'm going to just take a moment to talk about our sponsor, Second Radio Clothing.
Yep.
If you would like to support us here at the show and a young independent business, jump onto the website of Second Radio Clothing and check out their amazing apparel where it's blending urban streetwear with country stylings.
Yeah, that's right. And if you want to help us out directly, you can get yourself a piece of Second Rodeo clothing from the 98.9 website. That's 989fm.com.au. We've got some t-shirts there, helping out Three Chords and the Truth.
Yeah, that's right. Second Rodeo clothing, living life like a country song. And our sponsor here at Three Chords and the Truth. All right, Jim, we're going to get back to the music, looking at Victorian artists. The next band is going into the stratosphere, killing it globally, the Teskey Brothers. And I have a soft spot for these guys because I love soul music and they're just too good.
Me both. I just love these fellas. Like there's the whole band is amazing. They're just so cool. The songs are cool. They're just killing it. To see these guys selling out shows all over the world, you know, in the coolest places where, you know, I'm like, I want to go see the Teskeys at the Fillmore.
Yeah. It's holy incredible. Moly. They're absolutely destroying it. And they've just announced they're going to be touring all over Europe and the UK a bit later this year. So
they were also one of the first acts we had on our show live in the studio back when we started 3 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. So I remember sort of hearing them at first and just thinking, this is amazing. These guys are going to be... sorry about that, Jen. I was getting so carried away that I swore then, but we've dipped that.
You have a passion for the Teskeys.
Yeah. I just love this band.
And it made you say words like we were just backstage at a festival. You just came from seeing them and you were just pumped.
Yes, but I'm going to stop talking now and I'm just going to let the Teskey Brothers do their thing.
Yeah, let's do that. This is their song, Carry You. Mm-hmm.
Can't handle
in the morning, this rain gonna be gone. Cause you and me, baby, we can weather what's wrong. A heavy heart is a heavy load to carry along.
I've not always had good intentions, moral high ground is seldom mine, and this is by no means meant to be an intervention. I've just been around enough to recognize, now I believe that we are all created equal. I'm not saying that the fault lies in design, and I know bad things often happen to good people. In fact, I see them happen all the time. You're a big fish in a small pond. You're getting bigger, cause you sure know how to climb. And it's not as if you ever meant to do wrong, but you didn't, man, you left a trail behind. When I saw her by the river, crying tears for you, I tried to comfort her with all usual lines. She told me that she'd made very clear to you that she'd take you back at any given time. And that's the trouble with girls like her. They'll fall for you
hang on every word. And that's the trouble with men like you and me. We just keep moving on like it's how it's meant to be. But breaking hearts, it's all part of the deal, you say. And to lead somebody on, it ain't no crime. You shouldn't let her feel get in your way. And never let the truth play on your mind. Cause there's a party on the hill and you're invited. And an invitation is always a good sign. Well, I'm sure all of your new friends will be delighted. You can tell them that the pleasure is all mine. Cause that's the trouble with girls like her. You lead them down a hill, push on undeterred. And that's the trouble with boys like you and me. We'll lead them there and leave them there so thoughtlessly. And that's the trouble with girls like her. They'll fall in love and hang on every word. And that's the trouble with men like you and me. We just keep moving on like it's how it's meant to be. I've not always had good intentions. The moral high ground is seldom mine.
You're tuned to Three Chords and the Truth, a weekly hoedown showcasing the best in Americana music with your hosts, Patty McHugh and Jen Mize.
That last track before the break there was an old one by Lachlan Bryan and the Wilds called Big Fish, but they've got a new record coming out, like an entire live record.
Live record, that'd be great.
But it's out like next week or something.
I think they've released the first single, but the whole album's going to drop very soon wherever you're listening to your music.
Yeah, I would encourage you to get that record.
Mm.
And maybe they'll put it on vinyl.
Ooh.
Hello. Suggest that.
We're doing our Victoria Spotlight show today, Jen. So we're playing artists from the state of Victoria, or you know, work out of Victoria, however you define it. But yeah, look, where are we going next? We've got a band called The Lost Ragas.
Yeah, they got a new record out in 2019, and they're kind of like alt country rock. But great pedal steel playing. Shane is in that band, and they're just so good. Lost Ragas. I met them at Triple R myself.
Okay.
Right next, you know, they had just come in from getting interviewed by Denise and Twang at Triple R in Melbourne. And I was going in and we were like, hey, hi.
There you go.
Hi.
Small world.
They're really great. Lost Ragas.
And which track are we doing?
We are doing Ain't No Free Man.
Alrighty, let's spin it.
Let's do it.
Die. found me, the sins in my eyes it could see. It saw the life I stole, now it's waiting for my soul. The day the black crow found me. Tonight the black crow followed me, perched high upon the willow tree. I buried all my crimes, but I'm running out of time. Tonight the black crow followed me. Flee. They found the life I stole. Now I'm hanging from the pole. This morning the black crow guards me. Thank you.
You're on Three Chords and the Truth with Jen Myers and Patty McEwen. We're doing a Victoria spotlight, playing
That's
an
right.
artist from Victoria. And that last one was The Weeping Willows.
Yeah.
With their track, Black Crow.
New track.
Yeah,
Black
it's great. Crow. I love where those guys are going. There's a real, like, cool vibe about their new stuff, and I'm digging it a lot.
Yeah.
Jen Myers, at this point, I would just like to take a moment to talk about our amazing sponsor, Second Rodeo Clothing.
We can do that, Patty.
An independent apparel brand that mixes the urban streetwear with country music, kind of like stylings. It's great.
It's a vibe, man.
It's a vibe,
it's
yeah.
It's a real good totally, vibe.
A totally funky brand who we're very happy to have on side with us.
Yes, we are. And if you want to help us here at Three Chords and the Truth, you can go to the 98.9 website. That's 989fm.com.au and get yourself a t-shirt that's done by Second Rodeo.
That's right. And if you want to check out the full range of what they've got, head to secondrodeoclothing.com. Second Rodeo, we're living life like a country song.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, guys. All right, Jen, let's get back into the music and our Victoria episode, and we're going to jump straight back in with the Heartache State.
Yeah, that's Nick Barker's new band, yeah. The Heartache State. I went on a little tour with them a couple years back, and man, so good.
So rock and roll.
Yeah, man, I didn't know Nick Barker because I didn't grow up in Australia in the 90s. Like, I wasn't aware of, you know, and then I was just like, dude, y'all yeah. are rad.
Yeah, this is great music, and this is pretty new from them, and it's called Back in the Game.
Yeah, man. Just to get on your car.
come up to me and he did say, what are you doing, son? I said I didn't think that I was doing any harm. Then he went and moved me on. Said I was taking arms. Have you got arms for the beggar man? Have you got arms for the beggar man?
That last track was Beggar Man by Archie Roach, who of course is an artist who's always been playing out of Melbourne.
Yeah.
Very quintessential Victoria, his songs and stories, a lot about, you know, inner city of Melbourne and urban indigenous life there. It's a great storyteller and artist.
We love Archie Roach.
Absolutely. Janet, shout out time.
Shout out time.
Oh, you did it again.
I did it again. You told me it was a thing, so I have to do it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, have to.
Yep.
This is where we say hello to the people who are listening to us outside of our broadcast area in southeast Queensland. So I'm coming at you various different ways. But look, we're going to do this shout out this week to another place that we broadcast in Yass,
yes,
New South Wales.
New South Wales. They do listen to us there.
They do.
Thank you, Yass.
Yeah, thank
this,
you.
This is coming to you via the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network.
And, of course, via podcasts. If you
yes.
Know. So you can listen to this show and catch up with most of our past episodes, if not all, just by visiting the 98.9 FM website and following the obvious links that will take you to the program. And you deep dive into our back catalogue.
Yeah. It's a pretty serious back catalogue too, because what episode is this, 145?
145, Jen.
Something like that,
We're getting up there. We've been doing
getting
this
getting old, buddy, getting old.
We are, but you don't look old, Jen.
Not tired, though.
No,
not tired.
No, definitely not.
We're still fresh.
We are.
Yes, as a daisy.
Now, Jen, this episode is a spotlight in Victoria. Look, I'm not an artist from there. I'm from Queensland, but I love going to Melbourne to play. It's one of my favourite places to do gigs.
So do I. My first gig in Melbourne was at the Drunken Poet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. Just in that little front bar.
Mine was at the Art House when I was playing in a punk band many years ago.
Awesome.
Which is defunct now, but anyway, it's a great, great venue.
They've got good venues down there.
Amazing. And look, Melbourne's just one of those towns that people come out to see music. It's so institutionalized in what they do.
Absolutely.
I love it. And yeah, it's, as a musician going to Melbourne, I've always found that it's really rewarding and enriching, and I love it. I can't wait to get back down there. It's been too long.
Yeah, gigs are happening again.
Slowly they are, Jen. Slowly they're happening, and we've got to support it.
Yeah, they've just redone the Spotted Mallard. It's now the Brunswick Ballroom. Go to gigs.
Mm.
Go to gigs.
All right, Jen, we've got time for one more song. This is Raised by Eagles out of Melbourne.
This is Penny Drop.
Penny Drop, and this is how we're going to go out this week.
That's right.
Catch you soon.
See you next week.
Bye.
Got this rumble underneath. It's broken hearts and it's broken teeth. Stain my shirt, crash my car. You stole my money from the money jar. We'll be right back.
to tell.